6. The Faith Sons of God. The mortal races stand as the representatives of the lowest order of intelligent and personal creation. You mortals are divinely beloved, and every one of you may choose to accept the certain destiny of a glorious experience, but you are not yet by nature of the divine order. You are wholly mortal. You will be reckoned as ascending sons the instant fusion takes place. But the status of the mortals of time and space is that of faith sons prior to the event of the final amalgamation of the surviving mortal soul with some type of eternal and immortal spirit. It is a solemn and supernal fact that such lowly and material creatures as Urantia human beings are the sons of God, faith children of the highest. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to recognize that they are the sons of God. While it does not yet appear what you shall be, even now you are the faith sons of God, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, whereby you cry, Our Father. Spoke the prophet of old in the name of the eternal God, Even to them will I give in my house a place, and a name better than sons. I will give them an everlasting name, one that shall not be cut off. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. All evolutionary worlds of mortal habitation harbor these faith sons of God, sons of grace and mercy, mortal beings belonging to the divine family and accordingly called the sons of God. Urantia mortals are entitled to regard themselves as being the sons of God because 1. You are sons of spiritual promise, faith sons. You have accepted the status of sonship. You believe in the reality of your sonship, and thus does your sonship with God become eternally real. 2. A creator son of God became one of you. He is your elder brother in fact. And if in spirit you become truly related brothers of Christ, the victorious Michael, then in spirit must you also be sons of that Father which you have in common, even the universal Father of all. 3. You are sons because the spirit of a son has been poured out upon you, has been freely and certainly bestowed upon all Urantia races. This spirit ever draws you toward the divine Son who is its source, and toward the Paradise Father, who is the source of that divine Son. 4. Of his divine free willness, the Universal Father has given you your creature personalities. You have been endowed with a measure of that divine spontaneity of free will action which God shares with all who may become his sons. 5. There dwells within you a fragment of the Universal Father, and you are thus directly related to the Divine Father of all the sons of God.